Good morning. How you guys all doing today? You guys are enjoying a nice fresh cup of coffee. Smooth, bold, and nutty. That's what my coffee's tasting like today. What's yours like? So just a weather update. It is a frigid outside if you find yourself being in the Northeast this morning. I would recommend warming up your car and defrosting it before brushing out the door this morning. And that's your helpful weather advisory for this morning. Today I want to talk about core training. So it's kind of a nice buzzword. Let me just grab my show notes here so I don't forget any of the big key points I wanted to touch on about core training. But there's kind of some misnomers when you hear about it and how to best do it. So the first thing I want to kind of talk about is a lot of people love to work the core. Why? Because they feel that it's going to help them shape the area around, namely the love handles, midsections, losing that gut. Well, that doesn't really work, nor has research or physical, like actual pursuing that work. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have done a lot of crunches and they still have a six pack. And that's because core work doesn't necessarily burn the fat around the stomach. You can't spot lose there. So that's an important thing to understand, that if you're doing it because you honestly think that it's going to help you burn fat in the stomach and midsection, then there's a lot of other exercises out there that are much better for that, such as the deadlift, the push-up, the pull-up, the squat, like a fan bike, going for runs, stuff like that. It's going to get the heart rate up, working the full body and working the entire body, not just isolating one area, is really going to be what's beneficial for you. But that being said, core work is very beneficial to us, especially when it comes to back, hip, and shoulder health. So being in good alignment is what the outcome of it should be. Being able to wake up without your back hurting in the morning, being able to do daily tasks without your back hurting. And so we want to focus on when core training is more of what we call the anti-movement. So the core does a couple of things. It helps you to produce power. It kind of connects the upper and lower body, the cores in between. So a lot of disconnects with more athletic population is due to not knowing how to engage the core. So I can't get that power transfer from my legs to my shoulders. And the other one is working on cores, so the anti-movements. So my anti-rotation, so being able to resist rotation or resist forces side to side or back and forth. So as I'm lifting up groceries or as I'm deadlifting and working in the gym, being able to resist these motions is really what the point of core training is. And really, all you really need to do is, if you're going for a healthy lifestyle when it comes to core, so really back healthy, if we look at some of the top researchers, they're going to point to just a couple of basic exercises that we can do daily. And those are going to be like your side planks or side bridges, your front planks as well. It's going to be what they call it. So those are going to work both your erecti, so in the front, and your obliques really well. And then you got your bird dog. So that's, you can look that up, but it's an all fours movement. And so what that's going to do is work your hips, lower back extensors, and anti-rotators, and then partial curl up. So not like a crunch, but again, kind of look it up, where you're laying on your back, and you're just kind of crunching the ribs up just a little bit again to work those erecti. And by doing this, you're going to work all the core musculature in a way that's going to allow you to be in proper alignment and move safely and feel better. And ultimately, that's going to help you get better results because you'll be able to spend more time doing the things you love. So going out for runs, working out, climbing, not worrying about a back injury holding you back from enjoying your time on vacation where you're going to try to be active. And so focusing more on the core work should be to help align myself. Now, if you really love going out there and doing lots of crunches or stuff like that, really feeling the abs, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. I would say with crunches, you want to be careful as a volume base because going through a lot of flexion isn't great for the back at all. But if those are stuff you love, like just doing extra core work, you're not going to kill yourself. Just make sure you're doing it in proper alignment. And yeah, I think that's about it. But if you guys have any more questions about that, how I would program it or prescribe it, please leave some comments down below or message me. I'd be happy to get back to you. Also, feel free to check out my website at joshwilliamsfitness.com where I have all my latest content. And then I'll see you guys next week. Enjoy the morning. Stay warm. Goodbye.